RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
This is Inviloner, the academic radio show in English by UNAD, Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Music, literature, culture, language learning, and more. Stay tuned.
This is Silvana.
This is Osvaldo, and welcome to
Inviloner,
the academic radio show in English at UNAD.
Today we have the honor to be with one of our colleagues who will join us throughout the whole show. His name is Carlos, he is from Cartagena, and he teaches English here at UNAD.
Welcome, and thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome, guys. It is a pleasure for me to be here with you today.
Aprender una lengua extranjera puede ser una tarea difícil, especialmente si es un idioma que no conoces en lo absoluto. Por eso, en Consejos para el Aprendizaje de una Lengua Extranjera, analizaremos diversos aspectos del proceso de aprendizaje con diferentes consejos y asesoría por parte de expertos que le ayudarán en la fascinante tarea de adquirir el inglés.
Are you learning Japanese now, Carlos?
Arigato. No. But I'd love to learn it in the future.
Learning languages is quite fun and especially rewarding.
Nowadays, thanks to technology, language learning is quite accessible, right?
It sure is. You can learn from the comfort of your home as long as you have access to a computer, tablet, or smartphone with internet service.
Do you think it is possible to learn a language from a computer?
Indeed. I guess it will all depend on the student.
What do you mean?
Well, learning a foreign language is a process that requires dedication, perseverance, and a positive mindset.
I would say it is also a very complex and individualized process. I mean, some students think it is enough to attend lessons and listen to the teacher read and repeat. From my experience, you need to include the contact with this language in your daily life.
One of the advantages technology offers is the possibility to interact at your own pace in different ways through games, videos, and a huge variety of tasks that will help students understand while they interact with the contents.
Therefore, learning does not only rely mainly and exclusively on the teacher's instruction as it used to be before.
Language learning is more personalized than before, actually.
Okay, now our colleague Diana Cuellar interviewed one of our students about this topic. Here's what they say.
Hello and welcome to this learning session. We are from Arbeláez with a wonderful sunny day. Here I am with Natasha Salva. She's a student at UNAD. Today we are going to talk about a trendy topic that people is interested in nowadays. As we know, technology has changed the way people learn and access education, especially languages. This is particularly true for languages, an area in which the exposition of mobile apps and interactive software has provided choice to a rush of people who were previously unable to access foreign language education. But guys, can we successfully master a language only using online tools?
Well, learning a foreign language isn't easy, but the flexibility of online learning could help us simplify the process.
That's right, and we can find a variety of free programs online, including some massive open online courses, or MOOCs, that allow online students to learn a foreign language, or at least the basics. The MOOCs are famous because they may include videos, quizzes, and interactive activities.
Diana, can you imagine that Von Ahn said that when he founded Duolingo, he was determined to find a way for people to learn a language for free? He created this app because he grew up in Guatemala, where he was surrounded by people all trying to learn English, half of whom were failing to do so, and the majority of whom could not afford it. Now, there are more people actively learning a language through Duolingo than in the entire US public school system. Have you tried it?
Yes, I have. I wanted to practice some French that I learned at the university.
This is a very nice self-paced online course where users can earn points and advance to higher levels as they progress.
Natasha, as we can see, the demographic shift is one of the biggest changes caused by tech in language learners. Language have long been associated with the elite, but now people from less privileged backgrounds are finding affordable ways to learn. Beyond Duolingo, numerous other examples of free online language programs exist. For learning Spanish, a student can try Notes in Spanish, which offers free audios and worksheets at the beginning, intermediate, and advanced levels, as well as online free Spanish, which uses interactive activities, lessons, and resources to teach students the basics.
There are also a range of programs offered online that do have a cost but don't necessarily provide an academic credential. In exchange for paying, in other words, these might involve more advanced lessons or perhaps greater interactivity. Among one of the oldest and most common examples of online language software is Rosetta Stone, which is available for both online learners as well as for K-12 and college instructors. It uses speech recognition technology and aims to help learners actually communicate as opposed to only completing simple drills or translation exercises. You can work with a tutor, with a live tutor, and other students who are at the same point in the program as you are, and also practice the language through games and activities.
Natasha, technology is also making education more personalized. Users will be able to pinpoint their specific needs, be that tailoring a classroom lesson to the interests of a particular age group, or learning the basics for a holiday abroad. Technology is not only offering the personalization, but is encouraging users to take a more active approach to their learning.
That is right. There is a sense from students that they have to take responsibility for their own education. More and more students are trying non-traditional methods to educate themselves, and this has made it a great time to be an educational technology startup.
While advances in tech may have greater opportunities for more people to access education, the question remains as to whether it is actually possible to learn a language only using online tools.
Technology wouldn't remove the need to be very motivated to learn. It is possible to learn a language on your own via some tech-based platform, but it would take a long, long time and you would need to be much disciplined. Online tools are going to be more effective when used as one component of a bigger arsenal of learning tools.
Education should come from as many different sources as possible. Education will be personalized for students so that they can learn in the most efficient way for them. Guys, it has been a pleasure being with you. See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Diana.
Educomunícate es el nuevo programa de Radio UNAD Virtual
que te invita a sentir la educación y la comunicación unidas.
Edúcate y comunícate y ayuda a que los demás también lo hagan.
Educomunícate, un espacio participativo e incluyente que analiza, consulta, entrevista, juega y aprende. Escúchanos cada martes a las 11 de la mañana. ¡Te esperamos!
Interesting, fun, attractive, a space designed just for you who love music, movies, and books.
You really love movies, Osvaldo.
I sure do, but not all kinds of movies actually catch my attention.
Oh, really? So, what is your favorite genre?
I love action movies. They are the best.
I like action movies too. Russell Crowe is one of my favorite actors.
Oh no, why would I go to a cinema to watch people fighting, blood, fire? No way, that's definitely not for me.
Then what kind of movies do you prefer?
I really love comedies. Jim Carrey is the best.
Of course you do. Have you watched Maze Runner?
I don't think I have. What's it about?
Well, let's listen to Adolfo from Ciudad Palmeira, who will tell us about this movie.
Maze Runner 2, The Scorched Trials. It is the next chapter of the epic Maze Runner saga. Thomas, played by the actor Dylan O'Brien, and his fellow gladers face their greatest challenge yet, searching for clues about the mysterious and powerful organization known as WICT, World in Catastrophe, Kill Zone Experiment Department, generally abbreviated to WICT in the movie adaptation. Their journey takes them to the Scorch, a desolate landscape filled with unimaginable obstacles. Teaming up with resistance fighters, the gladiators take on Wicked's vastly superior forces and uncover its shocking plans for them all. The Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials, opened in 3,791 theaters this weekend, posting a solid $7,993 per screen average in its opening weekend. While it did take the top spot, it was actually a bit lower than the opening of its predecessor, The Maze Runner, which opened in the same weekend last year to the tune of $32.5 million. The first movie, based on James Dasher's young adult novel, earned $102.4 million domestically, meaning in the United States, and $238.3 million internationally for a worldwide total of $340.7 million. From a $34 million budget, the sequel was produced with a $61 million budget, so with this lower opening weekend, it might have a tougher time earning a profit than the first movie. And here, there is a trivia. The director Wes Ball says the movie will diverge from the book a little bit, but will get back on track in the third installment titled The Death Cure. So there is more of this saga to wait for. Stay tuned in Bill on Air.
So, now that you know the plot of this movie, would you be interested in watching this, Silvana?
Sure, yes. Sounds quite interesting.
You don't sound convinced at all.
Not at all.
Well, it sounds a bit interesting.
Have you guys listened to its soundtrack? I really like it. It's amazing. Just listen.
Difficulties with wounded lips and salted cheeks, and finally we step to leave to the departure lounge of disbelief. And I don't know where I'm going, but I know it's gonna be a long time. And I'll be leaving in the morning, come the white, white and bitter sunlight. Wanna hear.
Construyendo Ciudadanía, un nuevo espacio para la democracia y el ciudadano, todo ello desde la zona occidente.
Entérese de lo que pasa en las comunidades, conozca los derechos y deberes del ciudadano, con temas de actualidad e interés social.
Construyendo Ciudadanía, todos los martes a las 10 de la mañana, solo aquí, por la RV, para la audiencia global en línea.
Get to know the world through the voice of our reporters. Touristic attractions, exotic and interesting places, all together here in Around the World.
Let me tell you guys that I recently read an article which title stated 30 reasons why living in Colombia is a bad idea.
For real? Sounds like a very critical article.
Wow, that is so rude. What was it about?
For my surprise, it turned out to be very shocking when those reasons were not exactly what I thought they would be like.
Now I'm confused. What is it that you are trying to say?
Well, the reasons mentioned in the article are about some of the wonders of living in this country.
Oh, really?
Well, as you know, the only risk is wanting to stay.
And that is exactly what many foreigners experience once they come to this country.
One of our colleagues in Seattle, Guajira, is with a Swiss lady who is currently living in Colombia.
Cool. What can she say about her experience? Is it like news poetry?
Well, let's listen to her directly.
Hello, everyone. Today with us is Tanja Merton. She's a Swiss girl living in Colombia for quite some time now, and today she will share with us her experiences in Colombia and a little bit about her country, the beautiful Switzerland in Europe. Hello, Tanja. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ira. I'm glad to be here.
Tell me, how do you like Colombia so far, Tanja?
Oh, well, I really like Colombia. It's a beautiful country with beautiful cities like Cartagena and wonderful and amazing landscapes, very different to Switzerland, where I am from.
And where are you from in Switzerland exactly? Tell me about your country.
Well, Switzerland is a very small country. I come from the city of Zurich. We are 8 million people. It is very peaceful and very cold, but people are very nice. We speak different languages like French, German, Italian, and also German Swiss.
Wow, 4 languages? That's interesting. And now you're here in Colombia learning Spanish. Has it been easy for you to learn Spanish?
Well, before coming here, I had Spanish at school, but since I came to Colombia, my Spanish has improved 100%. Now I can speak more fluently and feel more confident. And also my other languages helped me to learn Spanish.
Oh, wow. And tell me, what do you exactly do here in Colombia?
Well, I'm a volunteer in a school. I work with children from age 6 to 12, teaching them English, Spanish, sports, and also music.
So you also play
an instrument? Yeah, I sing and I play the piano, and I love to share this with the children.
Wow, you have had an interesting life, and now that you're here in Colombia with all these experiences.
Yeah.
So tell me about it. It's interesting.
Yes, it's very interesting, and I enjoy what I do here very much. I adore the kids. They are so nice and tender, very different than in Switzerland. And while I teach them other languages, they have helped me with my pronunciation in Spanish.
So how has it been this experience to you personally?
Well, it has been very meaningful. The fact of seeing a different culture, learning another language, getting in touch with people, being able to understand their situations, it gives me more knowledge for my life and makes me more humble and a better human being.
Tanja, this must be a life-changing experience for you here.
Definitely. A life-changing experience. My life will definitely not be the same when I get back to my country.
Well, Tanja, thank you for sharing with us your experiences in Colombia and let us know a bit about your beautiful and interesting country.
Thanks to you, Ira, for inviting me to the show.
My fault, feeling so much stronger. See- into the darkness. See your colors shine. This is the beginning of a brand new day. Welcome to my heart, I hear you say.
Well, again, this confirms what the slogan says. Colombia, the only risk is wanting to stay.
Indeed.
Thank you for listening to us. We look forward to your emails, comments, and tweets.
And remember, if you are listening to Envil on Air, you're listening to the best academic radio show online.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.